The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others. Welcome. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. And if you believe in miracles, if you believe in things that should never happen can happen, well, today is your day. The Chicago Cubs and the Cleveland Indians are playing in the World Series. And no, this isn't a movie. It's not Major League or whatever. This is reality, man. Chicago Cubs and the Cleveland Indians are playing in the World Series. And we had our first shakeup in college football. The Ohio State Buckeyes go down to the Penn State Nittany Lions. And believe me, there's a lot of other things going on in the sports world, too. There's NFL football. There's NBA basketball literally right around the corner. And I got my buddy Jeff Rich to talk about it. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well. We have a wide open window for both teams in the World Series. So just if your curse doesn't end this year, it could next year.
You never know, man. It's sports. Anything can happen, and they pretty much do. But anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause, and we'll be right back to get things going here on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Now the 2-2. A swing and a pop-up. First base side foul ground playable. Perez, Santana makes the catch. Ball game. The Indians have won the American League pennant.
No one really wants to be working outside when the weather gets cold, but did you know that there are some jobs that shouldn't be done below a certain temperature? I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about when it's too cold to paint right after this.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with SimpleMat from Custom Building Products. SimpleMat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
If you're looking for an excuse not to paint, then the weather might just provide it. It's common sense that you shouldn't paint outside in the rain, but did you know that if the temperature is too high or low, it can cause the paint not to bind together properly, which can lead to cracking and peeling? The maximum and minimum recommended temperatures for exterior paint varies depending on the specific brand and whether you use oil or latex, but a general rule of thumb is that oil-based paint can be applied when the temperatures are between 40 and 90 degrees Fahrenheit and latex between 50 and 85 degrees Fahrenheit. The best drying will occur when the relative humidity is between 40 and 70%. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner.
Your own personal box office awaits you at TicketsAlways.com across the street from historic Wrigley Field. Up the stairs to a stairway to heaven. The best seats at fair prices at box office tickets at TicketsAlways.com. Professional, user-friendly website at TicketsAlways.com. This truly could be the year for your Chicago Cubs. Have a great seat to perhaps watch baseball history unfold on the north side. A ticket agency on your side. Box office tickets. TicketsAlways.com.
Add some pizzazz to your life. Experience the thrilling excitement of Catfish Bend Casino. Now you have 1,000 reasons to play every Sunday in October and November. Play your favorite slots during the week, and you could be entered to win $1,000 in free play each Sunday. Drawings are held every Sunday at 6 p.m. Hurry in, and you could win only at Catfish Bend Casino. Find your thrill. Come out and play at Catfish Bend Casino. Pizzazz. Many destinations, one amazing place.
When I took over this farm from my dad, I knew our future success required making major changes in our operations. That meant adding acreage, more and bigger equipment, investing in powerful technology, hiring employees. We even started a seed business. Fortunately, working together with Grinnell Mutual and my local farm mutual, my agent was able to cover everything. I call that progress.
Fly ball to center field. Turner going back, way back, and it is off the wall. In to score is Kendrick. And Ruiz comes around to score with a triple as Justin Turner.
The 0-2. Eisen with a drive. Deep left field. Back on the track. Kendrick, it is gone.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. You're hanging out on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Baseball, 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 man. It's World Series time. Chicago Cubs, Cleveland Indians. It all gets started off Tuesday night. And I've got a big Cleveland Indian fan that I work with on a regular, Jeff Rich. So we've got a little bit more in this than most of you do. Most of you just are feeling like, hey, I'm a huge Cub fan or I'm an Indian fan. But no, we got real emotions here with Jeff Rich. Believe me, I see it. I live it with this guy. I watch him on his Facebook page. His emotions with the Cleveland Browns. Those are raw, heartfelt emotions. The joy that you feel with the Cleveland Cavaliers and now the Cleveland Indians is definitely felt as well, man.
Yeah, it's something else, and, you know, John Poulter alluded to it in hour one. You know, it's a divided household. My wife was actually born a few days later in early April than she was supposed to because her mom held her in to watch the Cubs on opening day back in 1982, dating her a little bit there. Hopefully she forgives me for that. But it's amazing because I've only wanted, you know – whereas I'm a Cleveland fan, she's more of just a Cubs fan. She roots for Northern Illinois Huskies on Saturday, but we know that they're not going to make a lot of noise, especially this year when they're 2-6. But those Chicago Cubs, I mean, those are, you know, real special memories. Even all the losing, you know, even though Harry Carey was never there for anything significant that the Cubs did, except for maybe the first night game at Wrigley. You know, Cubs fans are generational. They're a lot like us Browns fans. You know, and I'm glad to see, you know, I'm not going to wait. I'm not going to hold my breath waiting for the Browns to turn the corner. But, you know, the Ricketts family came in. They bought this company from the Tribune. They brought in Theo Epstein, who brought Jed Hoyer along with him. You know, they really just squeezed Joe Maddon out of Tampa. Don't make a lot of noise in the free agent game, but, you know, and Jason Hayward hasn't worked out, but John Lackey getting him from the Cardinals, that's just a big pickup. And, you know, their pitching staff goes four deep in a series where you probably need four pitchers. I'm not in love with their bullpen. I think that they made the right moves to do what they needed to do to close out the National League Central Division. But Aroldis Chapman throws the ball hard, but I don't, you know, I'd much rather have Andrew Miller in my bullpen if I'm a major league manager. I'm going to be interested to see what happens in this series, but no matter who wins this series, I think that something special is going to happen. And, you know, we congratulated the Rich household on winning their first World Series championship, whether it's me with the Indians or her with the Cubs.
Yeah, and by the way, dating yourselves. You guys are young. 82? Come on, man. You guys are like babies still, just so you know, okay?
Well, she is. I'm slowly approaching 40, man. Like, I'm glad that I didn't have to wait more than 40 years for a Cleveland sports championship. Don't know that we're going to get it. You know, and it's kind of, you know, I think with the Cavs, it changes the attitude. Nobody's waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know, I think that there's a lack of pessimism. You know, I do a Cleveland-themed podcast called The Lay of the Land, and I talked to a guy named Craig Lindahl from WaitingForNextYear.com this week, and, you know, he said that, you know, if I still have pessimism, it might be because I'm remote, but, you know, 1.3 million people for the Cavaliers championship parade, everybody downtown, everybody's really excited. I mean, it's you know, my friends have been telling me, you know, hey, this is the year of the Cleveland, you know, whatever the Browns are doing, notwithstanding. But just really exciting times. And this Indians team, you know, there's no one individual superstar. You could say how much you love Mike Napoli. You could talk about how dominant Corey Kluber's been and how absolutely dominant the American League Championship Series MVP Andrew Miller was. What a find. You know, the Indians gave up their top prospect for him, but way to get that deal done, Mike Chernoff and Chris Antonetti in the Indians front office.
You know, you talked about that celebration, 1.3 million people with Cleveland, like the Cavs back when they won the championship, coming back from a 3-1 deficit against the best record team of all time in the Golden State Warriors. And now, you know, you're playing the Chicago Cubs, who have been the best team in all of baseball with that gaudy 100 win record and, you know, all the things that they accomplished throughout the regular season. And, you know, you're talking about the partying and whatnot there in Cleveland. They partied their butts off in Chicago, man. I'll tell you what, and in a weird way, I gotta say it's pretty cool when you can bring, and I don't care where it is, whether it's Cleveland, whether it's Chicago, whether it's Milwaukee, whether it's New York, whatever, man. It doesn't make a difference. My point is that winning is kind of like music. It brings people together, you know. I mean, music, you go to concerts and there's all these people having a great time or whatever. Sports, after the fact of winning, everybody's celebrating in the bars, on the streets, in their homes. It's like everybody comes together. And you know what? We forget about everything else that's going on in the world, which at this point in time is probably a pretty darn good thing. And sports can cure a lot of what's going on with people's emotions outside of the sports world. So thank God we have sports, and thank God they help us kind of forget about what's going on in the reality of the world, because sports are awesome and they're also a break from reality.
And it's so nice to do it in front of your home fans. When you think about all the, when you think about all these Cubs champagne celebrations and whatnot, you think about it, you know, it doesn't go back very far. You go back to last year, they win the wild card game in Pittsburgh, so they're celebrating in Pittsburgh. They win the LDS in St. Louis, so they're celebrating in St. Louis. Even clinching the last 2 years, they celebrated after being swept at home by Pittsburgh. pardon me, a year ago. Man. And, you know, and then they, you know, this year they actually, they lose the game against the Milwaukee Brewers where they could clinch. They win the division later that night by virtue of the Cardinals losing. And then they have the celebration the day after. So this is the first time they've had a truly organic celebration at Wrigley in what I'm guessing is 71 years.
Yeah, I mean, it was cool, though. I got to admit it. It was cool seeing all those people just going nuts. And look, I'm not a Chicago fan at all. We all know. Born and raised in the great state of Wisconsin. So it's like sacrilegious. I can't really be a fan of anything. But I am a fan of watching people celebrate and enjoy themselves and have a great time. And like you said, 70 years is a very long – that's like, you know – lifespans, let's be honest. So it's a very long time, and the people of Chicago that are diehard Cub fans deserve, just the same way that the Cleveland Indian fans deserve, to have their team represent them in the World Series, man. It's a very cool thing.
Yeah, and the Cubs fan base, I think that people outside of the region might not understand that the Cubs fan base has a lot of exclusive Cubs fans. So when Cleveland, you know, when Cleveland talks about their drought versus, you know, Chicago's drought, and this is before the Cavaliers won their championship, you know, Cleveland always claimed that, you know, big deal, Chicago, the Cubs haven't won, but, you know, the White Sox won in 05, you gotten three from the Blackhawks recently, that 85 Bears team might be one of the greatest of all time. You know, you we've had it in other sports, whereas Cleveland was just shut out across the board until this June. But there are people that don't care about the Bears, the Blackhawks, or the Bulls. You know, it's all about the Chicago Cubs, and this was their moment. And, you know, if they do get those four more wins, their moment changes to whatever day it is in late October 2016, and it will be memorable regardless of the result of the World Series. You know, to play on this week's political climate, I will accept the results of this year's World Series.
Yeah. Come on, man. I don't even know how to respond to that besides just a little laugh. But anyways, he's Jeff Rich. And he's a very happy Cleveland Indian fan right now. I'm the Dorf Man. Look, I'm just a Green Bay Packer fan. I'm just a normal guy, man. We're just calling it like we see it, if you ask me. But anyways, a lot going on in the sports world, if you can't tell. On the other side, we're going to start getting into some NFL football. So keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorf Man, it's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at GuitarCenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at FocusOnRock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399. An Ibanez Electric for $249. A Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199. Or Daddario Strings, 3 packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
To the players, reality is one against one, move and counter-move, helmet to helmet. Nowhere is this conflict more evident than at the fringe of battle where the receiver and cornerback match glares. Here, cunning and speed determine the victor. One-on-one, the battle where the loser bleeds alone on an open field.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is North on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Lots going on in the sports world, believe me. I've got Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. We're going to hook up with Shane Koenig, our NFL insider, in just a moment. But a ton of things happening in the sports world. Jeff, are you with me?
I am with you.
Good, man. Good to have you, as always. You know, it's like you never know. Sometimes I'm beaming you up like Scotty, and I never know if you're there with me. But most of the time, I do know you're by my side. And we wanted to start out talking a little bit about the Packers and the Viking, or I'm sorry, the Packers and the Bears from Thursday, which, you know what? Look, first half was pretty ugly, I got to say. Second half, we saw a little bit about what Aaron Rodgers is all about. He made plays. They had to get creative with Montgomery and Cobb in the backfield. No Eddie Lacy, no Starks. Look, it's not pretty right now, Jeff, but let me say this. They're 4-2, and I think a lot of teams would be very happy to be 4-2 and to be as bad as the Green Bay Packers are right now.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that the Minnesota Vikings, as of right now, are far and away the best team in that division. But being the second best team in that division, being where they are in the NFC, I think the Packers, as much of an advantage as they have at Lambeau in January, I think that they've proven that they could be that team and they can grow into themselves. And I think that we'll see it. You know, Aaron's got to learn to trust guys other than number 87 when the Packers have the ball. But on the other hand, you know, there were three touchdown passes that Aaron Rodgers threw that his receivers made sure that they weren't touchdown passes. So, you know, 12's putting the ball on the money. I think it's, you know, 4-2, man, it's not the end of the world. I mean, you could be chasing 0-7 today like I am. And, you know, and I'm spoiled, so I'm not going to really dwell on that too much. But the Packers, they didn't have to play their best game on Thursday. And nobody plays their best game on Thursday because Thursday night football in the NFL has become something of a joke in the same breath that these London games are. But, you know, the Bears are beaten and battered. The Bears didn't really have much of a chance to be victorious against those Green Bay Packers. But, you know, who cares about that in Chicago because they got the Cubs.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, let's bring in Shane Koenig, our NFL insider, to get in on the conversation with us. Shane, good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Can't complain. Look, we're talking Packers and Bears. Well, more Packers than Bears, obviously, since the Bears are pretty much out of it already. Packers are 4-2. A lot of people are, you know, worried about them. I'm a Packer fan, and I remember what Aaron Rodgers said. He said to relax, and I'm relaxed. I really am, because truth be told, they've played pretty lousy, and they're 4-2.
Yeah, I think that every team in the NFL is always, we talked about chasing the quarterback, and once you get to quarterback, you go from there. And then there's the argument of, well, if you build a really good team, like here in Denver, you build a good defensive team, and you can run the ball, control the ball, and you put a Brock Osweiler back there, if you put a Trevor Siemian, they can still put together a really good season and have a good team. But we see what a really good quarterback that can make changes, that can keep you in the game and keep his team relaxed and focused can really do for a team when you have a player like Aaron Rodgers where guys are dropping balls and they're a little bit off and he puts it on himself. So I just need to throw it better. And like you said, I think at some point when you hit guys in the numbers and their touchdown passes that you drop, I think that they realize that they can't put it on anybody else. They have to step up themselves and they start to do that and they're starting to come together. And I think from the coach to the GM to the quarterback, everybody on that team understands it's a long season. And the Packers' goal is to get to the playoffs and get healthy and get moving in the right direction all together at that time. So they'll take 4-2 and play a little bit ugly, and they'll get it refined and get the right running backs in there to be able to keep a balanced running attack there. And I think they did that when they went and got Al Davis. I think he's a good straight runner. I think he's a James Stark type player and can make a difference for them.
No, I agree with that. You know, and it's so funny because everybody gets so worried about this league week to week.
Right.
You know, somebody's so great 1 week and they're terrible the next week. The bottom line is be healthy in December and January when it matters. And I honestly don't know a team that gets more banged up than the Green Bay Packers do year in and year out. Okay. I'm a fan of the Packers, but I'm also objective. I honestly have never seen a team get as banged up as they do repeatedly, year after year. They lose key guys at every position all the time. And then they have guys like Aaron Rodgers who is playing on one leg for them because without him, they have absolutely nothing. So I don't know any other team that has the kinds of injuries that the Green Bay Packers do week in and week out, but yet they still find ways to win. There's something that is really good about that and should be said about that as well. They have the ability to win with less on the field. You know, their secondary is 4 and 5 and 6 and 7. And I know they got Jordy back out there. And I know that the offense should be better than it is. But when you don't have Eddie Lacy there, that makes a huge difference. You've got Ty Montgomery and Randall Cobb, guys that are wide receivers now. Yeah, they've had some experience in the backfield being a running back, but that is not their natural position in the NFL. So they make it work, even though they don't have a lot of those pieces of the puzzle together. And for some reason, man, they're injured more than any other team that I can – honestly, that I ever see out there. There's no other team as banged up as the Green Bay Packers are.
Hey, Dorf, I know you're really critical of Mike McCarthy there in Green Bay. When I see Ty Montgomery, I see a kick returner type. I see a guy, you know, I see a playmaker, not so much a prototype wide receiver or a prototype running back, but I get the feeling that they could use Montgomery as a Percy Harvin type in that offense. What do you think about that?
Absolutely, man. I shot Fat Mike a message during the game. I swear to God, I don't think the guy actually looked at it or anything, but I shot him a message. I said, listen, man, get Ty Montgomery the ball. He's the offense. He's the only guy that can make plays. And I know that Devontae Adams had a great game. Don't get me wrong. They had 3 receivers who had 10 catches, man. That's unbelievable. That's pretty impressive when you think about it. But Ty Montgomery is elusive. Ty Montgomery made plays. And you know what? He had a great burst out of the backfield. So you know what? At the end of the day, sometimes you put guys in positions where they're a little bit uncomfortable. But let's see what this guy can do. He's a playmaker. I agree with you 100%. He's a playmaker. Get him the ball. Shane, I mean, am I crazy? But if it were me, I'd almost figure out a way to keep Ty Montgomery in the backfield. He doesn't have to necessarily be a running back. He can catch passes out of the backfield, which is the same exact thing as being a running back. And that's a way of kind of disguising him as a running back, but you really want to pass to the guy. What do you think, Shane?
Well, I think we talk a lot about, at least you hear a lot about, a parallel is New England. You know, they're going to have players, and those players will fit roles. But if 1 week a defense needs to play a 3-4, then they run a 3-4 and they put the right players in the place. I see Green Bay as kind of the poor man's version of that. Randall Cobb was drafted, and he was a playmaker at Louisville. He wasn't necessarily a wide receiver. They brought him into the system. He was like that hybrid running back, slot receiver, and now he's way more slot receiver than he is anything else, but now they're using him as a playmaker. And I think Ty Montgomery is in that role. And as a person that follows the Chiefs, I think that they're going to start reverting more to that West Coast style of offense where the running back, whether that be Montgomery or Cobb or even Nile Davis, they're going to just throw a quick flare pass and get him in the backfield running forward. Like you said, if he's a playmaker and he's used to kick returning, he wants to get in that open field, you throw a quick bubble screen to him, and now he's on the whole side of the field, and it's just like a kick returner where now he now can get his momentum going forward. So I think that's where they're probably going to try to use him most, and I think it's a great idea. I think that opens up so many other things. You line him up in the backfield, he flares out, you fake a pass to him, you can throw it to a slot. And I think that what you're talking about with Devontae Adams and everybody else having such great games, once Ty Montgomery is able to do that, I think that opens up those other receivers. And, you know, you're going to have to slide some people to Jordy Nelson, and that opens up everybody else on the field to be able to play and get those 10 receptions that Aaron Rodgers is looking to distribute across multiple wide receivers rather than only focusing on one.
Yeah, no, and then when you have guys that can give you all those options, it actually makes it pretty nice. But, hey, we got to take a quick pause for the cause, so we'll be back on the other side. It's Shane Koenig, it's Jeff Rich, it's Andy Dorf, Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back, everybody.
To replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Jeff Rich with me, as he is each and every week. We're talking to Shane Koenig, our NFL insider, right now. And we're going to go through the docket of games, or at least some of the things going on in the NFL. And, Shane, you know, there's bad and then there's really bad. And Case Keenum looked pretty awful for the Rams against the Giants. Sooner or later, you got to turn to the kid. Would this be the right time to turn to
Goff and give him a shot? Or is this guy just not ready to play in the NFL? Because after a performance like Case Keenum in the fourth quarter, if that's not enough, I don't know what is.
I think everybody in the NFL, you know, they rank who we've talked about it here, about from your Dak Prescott's to your Carson Wentz to even Trevor Siemian. I mean, as a rookie, but Paxton Lynch here in Denver has played. And we talked about all these rookie quarterbacks that have gotten on the field. And even, you know, for Jeff's Browns, you have Cody Kessler, but the number one pick hasn't even seen the field yet. And you picked him number one over Carson Wentz, who looks like an NFL veteran for a lot of the season so far. And so I think it was time a long time ago. The challenge is that Jeff Fisher wants a job next year. So does he start a rookie, which he obviously doesn't have a ton of confidence in, and except for Steve McNair, hasn't really developed any quarterbacks, including Sam Bradford. And now he's going to go to a rookie, and if they don't at least get close to the playoffs or show some type of advancement on the offensive side of the ball, he could be out of a job. So I think that's the fine line that he's walking is he hasn't known anything. Case Keenum, it might be a unknown as in like he's bad known, but at least he knows what he's got because he's had him for two seasons now versus the unknown, and which one is he more comfortable with.
This is what we also know. Check out these numbers, okay? 32 of 53 passing for 291 yards. That's an average of 5.5 yards. He threw for one touchdown. He had four interceptions. And his rating overall was 50.1. Again, you're talking about losing a job. Can't you lose a job if you keep playing this guy?
Oh, absolutely. And especially, can't you lose a job on throwing it 50 times with Case Keenum? I don't know. I guess my thing is that we know from experience Case Keenum is not good. And people were baffled at the idea that Case Keenum was chosen over Jared Goff, and people that aren't in the camp and don't see Jared Goff and don't really understand why he wouldn't be in the game and be starting for the St. Louis Rams, who are abysmal on offense, why he wouldn't be playing. There had to be something bad. So is Jeff Fisher saying, you know, I'm going to ride Case Keenum, he's my guy, to possibly the unemployment line, or does he go with what the organization and his boss, the GM, put on the field for him to work with and say, hey, let's go with this young guy who, even if he's bad, at least I could say I started him because you drafted him and that's who we wanted to go with. But who does he hitch his wagon to? And he seems to want to hitch his wagon to Case Keenum, even though he's not only hitching it to him, but throwing it 50 times is trying to take that wagon and run full head on speed with it rather than going with a Todd Gurley-based running game and slowing it down so that the defense can stay on the field stay off the field as much as possible. So, I mean, I think it's six one hand, half dozen the other, but it seems that Jeff Fisher thinks that Case Keenum is the guy that can lead them to the playoffs and possibly not being fired.
Unreal. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, Shane, as recently as August, you know, we might have looked at this Minnesota-Philadelphia game on October 23rd as a, you know, game that probably wasn't that big of a deal, first of all, but Bridgewater versus maybe Chase Daniel, and you talk about how Fisher's hitched his wagon to his veteran, Doug Peterson taking a different approach, being a rookie head coach himself. He's going to live and grow with Carson Wentz, and we have this Sam Bradford-Carson Wentz matchup, which could be considered the game of the week in the National Football League.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think it's been an interesting, you know, Philadelphia, they've struggled in the last, 2 to 3 weeks. Carson Wentz has looked like what we talk about. We get out to the NASCAR predictions where we're going pedal to the metal and Carson Wentz is a Hall of Famer, and then we slam on our brakes and go in reverse and say that he looks like a rookie. And there's so many other things that go around that. I mean, Carson Wentz, if you look at who they've drafted and at their wide receiver position, they should be one of the better wide receiver cores in the NFL. And, you know, Nelson Aguilar hasn't really played up to snuff. And their running back situation is one where injured players are coming in and out of the lineup. And Darren Sproles tends to be the guy that they go to for playmaking. And their right tackle is just getting killed like every single game, and it's getting the Carson Wentz is great against the blitz, but you got to give him some time at least to make a decision. And then you have Sam Bradford, and Philly seems to have made all the right decisions. You know, they had three quarterbacks that, you know, two of them were expected to be starting caliber quarterbacks, and even Chase Daniel, you know, people said that he could be a serviceable quarterback in the NFL and be a placeholder for Carson Wentz, and everybody wondered how they could invest so much money, and then they trade him and get a first-round pick for him, and it seems to be a perfect decision. And I think Minnesota fans, we talked about Green Bay and the injuries, and I agree. Green Bay over multiple seasons always has some high-profile player go down. But, man, Minnesota this year in particular, has got to rival that. Quarterback goes down, left tackle goes down, and they're still good. And it might be even better than what people expected them to be with those two main players down. And then Adrian Peterson is down. So they have three of the highest profile positions on their team go down, and they're still a very strong team. So I think that trade, linking those two teams together, was a very interesting and looks to be a win-win at this point. And it's going to be interesting whether or not Philly can solve their offensive line issues and get a good running game to get that balance for their rookie quarterback.
Hey, with that being said, who's this game more important to, Sam Bradford or Carson Wentz?
I think it's always going to be – I think it's important to Minnesota. I don't think Bradford has necessarily a ton of feelings towards trying to beat Philly because it's not – Doug Peterson was only his coach for one offseason. I think if Chip Kelly were there and Chip Kelly had traded away Sam Bradford after he wanted Sam Bradford, I think that it would have been a different story. He probably would have had a little more of that LeSean McCoy, I want to get back at this guy attitude. I think that every game in this season is huge for Carson Wentz's career just because you want to see a development throughout the season. You don't want to see him regress to the point where it's his skill set that's regressing. Whether or not he has time or not is always dependent on the offensive line. You want to see him move forward. So I would say it's more important to Philly because they haven't been playing very well the last couple weeks. And Minnesota loses this game, and it's like, all right, well, Philly's still a good team. You know, they put it on Pittsburgh. We're still, you know, NFC North, we're still leading. I think it's going to be a lot more important to Philly to get back on track and say that they had a good quality win.
Your Chiefs host, the New Orleans Saints, who appear to have turned it around recently. The Chiefs are perfect at home this season. New Orleans looks like they're starting to play some semblance of defense, but, you know, in relative terms only. So when you look at this game at Arrowhead today with Drew Brees coming in, what are you looking for?
I'm looking for my fantasy wide receiver, Jeremy Maclin, to put up a big game, first and foremost. But you know, it's going to be one. It's going to be interesting. The Chiefs have had a couple of injuries to a linebacker in core, and they're going to be bringing some guys that they signed off the street, off the free agent market 2 weeks ago, and they're going to have to fill in. You know, I expect Jamaal Charles to get probably somewhere between 12 to 19 carries/touches. Spencer Ware is going to be a big part of their offense as well, and I hope that the Chiefs defensive backfield is ready. If they can even stop New Orleans half the time, I think they win that game because I think that their offense is strong enough now to be putting up a ton of points against, like you said, relatively speaking, better New Orleans defense. But I think that they're still going to struggle to stop Spencer Ware, Jamaal Charles, and that toss either running out of the backfield or, as we talked about, with what Green Bay should do, throwing it out of the backfield to those guys and getting them in open space. I'm looking for the Chiefs especially to have some development to win the game, but also to move forward on offense because Justin Houston's starting to practice now. Jamaal Charles is back. So I think that they're trying to, just like we talked about, be healthy for January so that they can make a run like they did last year.
Hey, I see two trap games. Raiders going to Jacksonville and the Bills playing the Dolphins. Are you on the same page with me? The Raiders are 4-2. Jags are 2-3. Mm-hmm. Bills are 4-2. They've played really well ever since that New England game. And the Dolphins are 2-4. Am I on the right track here with these both maybe being trap games for Oakland and the Bills?
Well, I think if you were looking at what happened last week and trying to carry that over, you know, both Jacksonville, they had a pretty good game.
Yeah.
They played pretty well, especially on defense. Their defense is starting to come around. And Oakland had a tough game. And I think that that blueprint of what Kansas City did against them is still available and is still going to be something that is going to be a challenge for them. And Oakland, we thought with Khalil Mack and with Sean Smith and a lot of the defensive players that they already had there and them being young, we thought their defense would be better, and I think it's struggling. Now, the Bills, it's going to be interesting because once they got rid of Greg Roman, LeSean McCoy was it. That was the center focus, and now he's out. So now where do they go? And that could definitely be a trap game for them because they're now in this flux of, is Mike Gillespie the guy that's going to carry that team? Do they have enough on offense without Sammy Watkins and now without LeSean McCoy to really continue that offensive performance that they've been putting forth since Greg Roman was let go and their offense had been putting up, you know, 30 to 40 points a game? So I don't think you're off at all. I think that we look at it week to week, but we want to carry something over. I think the carryover would point to those possibly being trap games and the underdog winning those games.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jeff. Final question.
All right. Yeah, tonight I am going to be at the Cardinals Seahawks game. And, you know, you look at the Rams, they look like garbage. San Francisco hasn't won since week one. So you have to assume that the winner of this game, even though Seattle will be in first place in the NFC West, the winner of this game kind of has the momentum in that division.
I totally agree. Carson Palmer, if he can, you know, he's been unhealthy and nicked up, and they're wondering whether or not he'll be fully healthy. If he can even put together a good performance, he has so many offensive weapons around him that if he plays the type of ball control offense that other teams focus on, they'll win. They'll win a lot of games. I don't know if they'll win this game because Seattle also wants to do the same thing, and Russell Wilson, although nicked up, is a lot more dynamic. And their offense is a lot more dynamic. But I think that this team definitely separates themselves in the NFC West to get the game up on the other person. And I think that they're both moving towards that development to getting, like we said, healthy when it comes near playoff time, and they'll both be in the playoff chase. So the winner of this gets a leg up on the competition for sure.
Hey, real quickly, Patriots and Steelers. I know no Big Ben. Landry's going to have to figure out how to throw a touchdown to Antonio Brown in order for them to win. Same page, yes or no?
I think that the Patriots defense will do everything they can to put eight people around Antonio Brown and put weird defensive combinations around to just confuse Landry Jones. I don't see this as being a close game.
Yeah, I kind of like the Patriots myself. You know, Tom Brady, no Big Ben. Although a lot of times when teams are up against it and you think one way, stranger things have happened, but you never know, man. Go ahead, Jeff.
And I like any scenario teams, where the Pittsburgh
Steelers.
I think other teams do that.
I think other teams do that. I don't think that Bill Belichick will let the Patriots do that.
All right, man. What's the game you can't miss today, bro?
I'm always a Chiefs guy, so I want to see if their defense can play a strong defensive game against New Orleans. And that development that we talked about on still being good defensively and then bringing Justin Houston in and making a run to the playoffs, hopefully.
Great stuff, Shane. We look forward to talking to you next week, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Shane Koenig, our NFL insider. Keep it close. One final segment. Jeff Rich, Dorfman. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Sports Byline's library of more than 12,000 interviews is a treasure. I'm Ron Barr, and we want your help in protecting, sharing, and continuing to build this sports interview treasure. We've launched a GoFundMe campaign, so please go to sportsbyline.com/funding and donate so you can be a part of preserving and continuing to build this unique collection of sports interviews. In appreciation for your donation, support, and telling others, we're going to provide everyone who donates with a link to a special commemorative collection of the Sports Byline Interview Library. This commemorative collection will change every month, and you'll have access to it with your supporting donation of any amount. So go to sportsbyline.com/funding and also tell your friends. You'll be helping preserve, grow, and digitize the Sports Byline Interview Library so that today's sports fans and those in the future will forever be able to enjoy this treasure. Thank you for your help and support.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. When a belt drive blows out at 3 in the morning, who's got your back? Grainger's got your back. When you need safety products to help prevent job site injuries, Grainger's got your back. When you need to keep a business running, or a facility, or a school, or a factory, Grainger's got your back. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. I love Grainger. You know why? Because Grainger's got my back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now the 2-2. A swing and a pop-up. First base side foul ground playable. Perez, Santana, Santana makes the catch. Ball game. The Indians have won the American League pennant.
Some things just never get old to people. Tom Hamilton on the call one more time for Jeff Rich as his Cleveland Indians, yes, the Cleveland Indians, are playing the Chicago Cubs in the World Series. This is not a movie. This is not made up. This is reality. And speaking of that, hour number one of this program will rebroadcast Monday morning, 8 a.m. Pacific time, so check it out if you missed it. And we are always live Sundays from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time every Sunday. So, Jeff, as we always do, parting shots. It's your turn, brother.
Tuesday, October 25th, will be a most historic night in the city of Cleveland as the Cleveland Cavaliers receive the rings and watch the world championship banner get raised at the queue. But the bigger news is next door, where the Cleveland Indians are playing game one of the World Series. Charlie Sheen will not be throwing out the first pitch. There's a lot of real history to the Cleveland Indians to honor. Major League was just a movie. The real life team is better than those teams in Major League, so enjoy it, folks.
Yeah, my parting shot is to both Chicago and Cleveland, man. Never thought I'd live to see this happen. I only thought I'd see it in that movie Major League, to be honest with you, man. But anyways, amazing stuff, and that's why we always love talking about sports. For Jeff, for Scott, for Seth, for John, and for Shane, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll talk to you next week on Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.